Hey guys, what is up? This is Chris coming to you from a lovely island of Cyprus, another sunny day. I would like to welcome you to the Black Belt Ninjas podcast, having a black belt at everything you do. Hope you guys are crushing, hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are enjoying life, because that's the most important thing. We're getting our success, we're becoming better people, and the trick about that is that we're enjoying it at the same time, you know? There's no better enjoyment than growth. It really is the greatest enjoyment. When you look back to the days where you sacrificed having fun and going out to make something great, something that still stands today, and not something that fades out every Saturday night, it feels so, so fulfilling. It feels so good. It feels like this is a true meaning of life. Because you're doing something that you enjoy. At the same time, you're growing, you're learning, you're contributing to this world. Everything comes together, everything falls into place. But today is Thursday, and on Thursday we talk about spirituality. Spirituality is you connecting with yourself and finding your inner higher purpose. And what I just said is pretty much that. You find you find what truly expresses you, and you go into it. It's not that hard, you know, you gotta let go. I know it sounds too simple, like it's too easy, but it's so easy, but we make it so hard, because if you're doing something that you enjoy, you know, you're bound to grow, and at some point you're gonna get it, you're gonna hit it big, because that's how life is. If you keep on doing something and you keep on believing, are you thriving for success and making more out of this life? At some point, if you don't stop, you're gonna get it. That's life. And everybody's gonna think you're special. Everybody's gonna say that, oh, but you had it easy. Oh, but you knew that guy. Oh, but you lived there. Oh, but you had that resource. No, it's all the result of my action and my thinking. That's the thing they won't know. Because what makes you strong is the bad days you go through. Through those bad days you go through, you become a better person, you grow, you learn things. In success, of course, success, we all love success, but in success, you just celebrate. You hit a big milestone, you celebrate for a night or two, and that's it. On to the next one. But when you fail, you gotta pick yourself up. You have to examine, why did I fail? How can I use this failure to move forward? There's growth in failure. That's what you got to understand, that failure is part of the process, and that it's your duty to use failure to your advantage. Because every situation can be used to our advantage. Even the worst situation you were ever in your life, you learn something from that situation. Maybe the thing you learned is to never be in that situation again. Well, it's something, right? It's all about perspective. The way you look at things is going to determine the way you react to things. And the way you react to things is going to bring you the life you will ultimately live. And it's all our choice. That's the best part, honestly. As human beings, it's crazy how much freedom we have to do what we want, go where we want, meet whoever we want. It's amazing. It really is a gift. I always feel so grateful for this freedom I have as a human being, you know, in today's world. It's the 21st century, and if I pick up my phone, I can find anyone that is anywhere. I can book a ticket to go anywhere in the world, from Cyprus, this little island. I can look at the street right now in Panama through Google Earth. I mean, how fucking amazing is that? Think about it. It's such a gift. It's a shame that so many people choose to throw all that away and just choose to be offended and just choose to make life hard, because you make life hard when you think life is hard. No, life is an enjoyment. Life is an enjoyment full of situations that make you stronger. Of course, being easy is not fun. I mean, when you play video, let's say when you play video games when you were younger, was it fun when it was really easy? No, because it wasn't challenging. It was the same thing over and over. Oh, it's so easy, yeah. Same thing with football. Let's say you're playing football or any sport for that matter with your friends. If it was too easy, chances are you wouldn't enjoy it. You need the competitiveness. You need to embrace difficulty because it's going to be there for your whole life. Things are never going to be easy. Things are never going to be great. Things are never going to be an utopia of eternal happiness. You find happiness in everyday moments. Happiness is every moment. Happiness is right now that you're breathing. Happiness is going to be in 5 minutes. Happiness is going to be when you're in bed. Happiness is all the fucking time. That's what we got to realize. That way, you live in the moment. You live in the now. You're not thinking about, oh yeah, I'm going to go to a party tomorrow. Or on the weekend, I'm going to go out. Or in October, I'm going to go on a holiday. And I'm waiting for that moment because that moment is going to make my life better. No. What about now? You have to look at now. You got to make now great. And you have to make the future even greater. With that kind of mindset, it's really, really hard to lose. I don't think you can lose because everything is a joy. Everything can be whatever you want, guys. Even the worst moment. I mean, you got to realize that you dictate everything that happens in your life. Okay, maybe not everything 100%, but a huge, huge proportion of it. And the moment you realize that, and the moment you make the decision to truly be accountable for everything that you do, it's the moment you start being happy because you realize that you're in full control and nobody can say shit about what you do. It's all your choice. Thank you for listening. This is Chris signing off from the Black Belt Ninjas podcast. You only lose when you stop.